Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text line 913-576-7610. Hot dogs, brats, and burgers count as having a barbecue if you serve barbecue chips. That's not accurate. I'm not going to allow you the ability to spread false propaganda on this radio show. First, congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you for listening. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Sam Mellinger is going to join us in studio. Sam Mellinger, you might remember, used to write for The Star. Now, he's the man. I don't mean the man as in he's like a really great guy. He is a really great guy, but he now works for PR for the Royals. So remember when we made that list a while ago? And we said that we would ask someone from the Royals about ways to boost attendance or talk to them about the TV. Sam Mellinger is going to join us in studio coming up in 30 minutes, and we'll talk to him about it. Overall, swell guy, Sam Mellinger. But back to more important things. Hot dogs, brats, and burgers are not a barbecue. It's a cookout. You can say that you threw some things on the grill. That's not a barbecue, though. A barbecue has chicken or ribs, a lot of other sides, you know? That's not a barbecue. Nothing wrong with it, though. You're out at the game. Rob, you and your friends get out there a little bit early. You get the little mini grill going. You know, not the big boy, but you got the little mini little desktop grill going on there. You throw you a couple brats, a couple dogs in there. You got you some drinks. You're playing a couple games until the baseball game starts. You're having a great time. But we in the home of barbecue. Some of you go all out at your tailgates. I'm not going to let you disrespect those people because you spent $20 at the grocery store on a six-pack of hot dogs, a couple of brats, and you're going to throw a couple of burgers on there. You are not having a barbecue. You're having a cookout, and you threw a couple of things on the grill. That's the official verdict on this show. Someone says a barbecue requires cuts of meats, not just processed meats. Exactly. That's a smart way of saying what I was saying. Your way of saying it much better than the way I said it. It doesn't matter what you're doing, grilling out, barbecuing, cookout. Just don't play this kind of music.
1, 2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We can be feeling.
Just don't play that at the function. Don't play that and invite me to the function, because I know the food is going to be undercooked and underseasoned. I know that. Stop bringing Bar S hot dogs, too, and store brand chips. Spend the extra 75 cents and get the real chips. Rob, have you ever bought store brand chips? You've definitely brought that to the function before.
I mean, I've never brought it to the function, but I've bought store-bought chips.
Okay. Someone said Rob will never live that song down. I'm not planning on it. I mean, that was real bad. That song was real bad. Someone said, yeah, I think if you don't marinate, then you ain't barbecuing. That's a great way of putting it. Someone said, quit playing it. I can't. Right now, playing that song amuses me. Some of you might turn it. I apologize to you. But playing that song makes me happy. It helps get me through this day. A barbecue consists of 20 people, 4 types of meat, and 5 sides with drinks and sauces. Now, I don't want to be in a barbecue with 20 people. I'm not saying it's a bad time, but it just seems like we're not going to eat at a reasonable time if we're cooking for that many people. We're not eating at a reasonable time.
You think 20 is too many? 20, I mean, if you kind of do the math in your head, I've definitely been in a function that have 20.
I mean, I've been in a function with 20 people too. It just takes a long time for us to, it takes a long time.
Wait, you say you're like, we all eat. Like I always am like, once it gets ready, go over there and start grazing. I mean, that's not like we're sitting down and, you know, at a restaurant, eat at your own pace.
Another thing too, that I think is very important. And I don't know, maybe this is like another Two Americas thing. Rob, maybe you didn't have to endure this as a child. There were some foods that the kids couldn't get at the barbecue. Like ribs or chicken, those are for the adults. The hot dogs and burgers, oh, the kids can have it. But there were like some foods that were on the grill that, yeah, you just knew you're 8. You're not getting the wings. That's not part of today's itinerary for you. You can get all the hamburgers and hot dogs you want. But there are some foods that just, no. Someone said, please stop playing the song. I can't help it. I can't help it. The song makes me happy. That's the song that Rob said makes him think of barbecue. So anytime we talk about barbecue, that's the song I'm going to play. Someone said, what song do you like to hear at the barbecue? I know what song I like to hear.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun sinks.
Song I like to hear. That's the song I like to hear. Rob, have you ever been at a barbecue and someone started playing the guitar?
No.
Never.
Never. No one has busted out a guitar before.
Can I ask a question? And this is another Two Americas question that I don't have the answer to. Do people want the guitar brought out? Because I've definitely been in situations where it's a small group of people and then someone just starts playing the guitar. Is this like a request that people make? Are you picking this over just turning on the radio? Are we picking this over just, hey, hook up the Bluetooth speaker and we can just play the songs that we want to hear? Like, we want to hear you play the guitar. Number one, why does that person bring a guitar to the function? Of all the things that you could possibly bring, a musical instrument is near the bottom of what we need you to bring. We need more cups, ice, beer, soda. There's so many. If we were playing Family Feud and it was things that we need at the function, musical instrument is not on the board. It's an eh. Why does that guy bring the guitar, and who is the demographic of this? Who wants to hear this man play the guitar? We can't just hook up Spotify. Everybody has a music streaming service at this point. Everybody listening has one of them. Even if you don't and you got a phone, you got YouTube, which is a streaming music service. There's plenty of songs on there that you can listen to. Almost any song that's ever been made, that someone has uploaded it on YouTube. No one wants to hear this guy on the guitar, but yet he is always playing it. Rob, why is this? Can you give me a good answer of why this is the case? I don't know. I don't know anybody that would do this, but I'm sure, Rob, you know Guitar Guy. So I just want to know why this happened.
I actually don't know Guitar Guy, and Guitar Guy has always puzzled me, because not only with the barbecue, but like Guitar Guy thinks, hey, insert girl's name, Susie, why don't you go back to my place? I'm going to strum a little song for you. Why is that a thing that anyone would want to hear? I don't understand Guitar Guy. Me and Guitar Guy don't gel. I'm not a big live music guy. Like, if we're at a bar and they're like, hey, it's time for some live music, here's the best cover band, I'm out of there. So, no, I don't understand Guitar Guy's function.
Yeah, I don't. Like, someone says guitars get the girls.
But do they? Like, does it work?
That's what I'm saying is I don't know. This is one of those things, like, I need you guys to help me. I don't know Guitar Guy. Guitar Guy is not invited to the function. I just have never, ever been in a situation where we were all sitting there. You know what I was thinking? Man, you know what could really put this night over the top? What would really put this night over the top is if Rob just started playing the guitar and singing my favorite songs poorly. That would really make tonight special to me. Someone said, I'm tired of listening to music in general. Just give me a podcast. I mean, I like podcasts too. I'm not really listening to the Bill Simmons podcast at the function, though. It's not really the time for the rewatchables.
I mean, some moments call for music.
It's not really the time for the rewatchables.
Imagine it's a nice Sunday morning. You're like, oh, I'm going to Arrowhead. You know what I want to do? I want to listen to, you know, Chris Broussard's podcast. Now's the moment.
I mean, I'm happy you guys, but I can't imagine you being at the barbecue and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm really curious what Carrington said on the drive earlier today. That's not the time for it. When you're in the car, you're at your office, you're sitting around on the, you know what? That's not podcast time. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's time and place. Text line 913-576-7610. As a guitarist, bringing out the guitar is reserved for the people you feel most comfortable with, but I've never had an urge to pull a guitar out at a party. No, that makes perfect sense. And I say this with no disrespect to you. Even the people that you feel most comfortable with typically rather you just play music off your phone. Like, Rob, I love you to death. I never want to be in a situation where you just like, hey, you know what, man? Let me play this song for you. No thanks.
I've literally been out with you before, and there was a karaoke night, and you literally just stood up and left.
I'll just leave. Rob knows.
I was finishing off my food. We had paid our tab, and then someone walked over and said, hey, it's karaoke night, and I looked up. Carrington's gone.
I will leave. Some of those things I just don't get.
He texted me from the car. He's like, I can't do it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. If that's what you enjoy, it's perfectly fine. I get it. I don't ever want to hear the songs that I like done poorly. Like, I've heard When Doves Cry. It's an amazing song. I don't ever want to hear your version of When Doves Cry. Just play the one Prince made. It's perfect. It's an amazing song. I don't ever want to hear your version of Prince, ever, under any circumstance. Don't ever play it around me. It's time to go. I love Usher. I don't want to hear your version of You Got It Bad. It's bad. Don't sing it around me. Just turn the song on. And we can then sing it together. But I don't want to hear it. I don't mind live music. I don't mind hearing your original live music. I don't want to hear your version of their music, though. Someone said I was promised the hits 30 minutes ago. Well, it wasn't 30 minutes ago, but I can play the song again if you want to hear it.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We can be feeling.
I can hear this song and it's not being a good mood.
You're low-key going to get people to like the song, and that's a good thing.
Because it's a great song. I don't know how you can hear this song and not just be in a good mood after you hear it. More and more I listen to it, Rob, I actually think that it makes a lot of sense to play at the barbecue now.
Tell you, man, a couple IPAs on ice, some burn-ins, country music, nice little book cookout.
Someone said, C-Dot, you strike me as a sweet Southern heat barbecue chips kind of guy. You have me perfectly pegged. You have me, like, absolutely perfectly pegged because I actually love the sweet Southern heat barbecue chips. I love them. Lay's has this honey barbecue that comes in this gold thing. Fantastic. I love them. All right, Rob, let's make that person happy and let's talk about the hits.
The Hits, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City on your drive home from work, number one.
Well, that one person will be happy to know the Hits are brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio repair in Kansas City since 1967. Well, Carrington, the top news today in Kansas City is a player that was much bantered about. The Kansas City Chiefs are now not going to sign James Bradbury, as earlier today he signed a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. It is a one-year, $10 million deal. In reality, it's one for $7.5 million with some funny money. You were banging the drum. You were the leader in the clubhouse. You were the bandwagon guy. Go get James Bradbury. Go get James Bradbury. Go get James Bradbury. He's off the board. What are your thoughts now, Carrington, on the Chiefs secondary?
Somehow, I always am pegged as the bad guy because I want the Chiefs to sign good players that are available in free agency. I don't really understand how that happened all of a sudden, that there's a player that's available that makes sense, and I'm like, hey, let's go get him, and then I become the bad guy because I want them to get it. I don't understand it, but you know what? That's my lot in life. I have accepted this part of the conversation. I've accepted this. The Chiefs are done spending money. They will spend money next offseason. I don't think they are spending any more money this season. Any more money as in, I don't think they're signing a player over $6 million. I think they'll make another signing, right? Like, they're not done with roster moves from now until they get to St. Joe at the start of the season. They will sign another player. But if you said no on Melvin Ingram's $5 million and you said no on James Bradbury's $7.5 million, you're not signing Clowney then in that scenario. You sign a player for like $2 million that can be up to $5 million with certain incentives. But you are not signing, Clowney. Clowney's making $10 million that could be $14 million. He got 9 sacks last year. So that's my biggest takeaway from this James Bradbury thing. They are not spending any more money. This is, for the most part, all the players that are on their team right now, these are the contributing players. It's not everybody, but these are the contributors this season. And is that enough? That's a conversation that we can have.
Well, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, the team they beat in the playoffs ending their season was the Buffalo Bills. Michael Robinson on the NFL Network, speaking of the Bills and Chiefs, said he has an answer for who is the most clutch quarterback in the National Football League.
This guy has the strongest arm in the National Football League. It was confirmed by my colleague and good friend and insider, Peter Schrager, yesterday. It's Josh Allen. Bills Mafia, stand all the way up. The reason why he's number one, let me take you guys through some stuff. You already know. Guy had over 14,000 yards in, 4 or 5 years in the National Football League. He has the strongest arm in the game right now. And I can argue in the history of our game, I can argue that I really can make that argument. I can also make the argument that he doesn't have some of the weapons, some of the unique talents that a Patrick Mahomes has. Patrick Mahomes has around him. But really why I like Josh Allen in the clutch, the guy has 763 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns last year. I know everybody's out there saying, but Mike is a quarterback. It's not like you're talking about a Lamar Jackson who had over 1,000 yards. But in the final 2 minutes, you averaging 6.3 yards per carry. That's what Josh Allen does right now.
Carrington, do you agree with Michael Robinson?
Josh Allen. I don't even know what there is to agree with. He didn't say anything. This is the thing. And I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back, but I always try to keep this in mind. This is what I think. This is why I think this. You can always disagree with what I think. And then you can have your own thoughts. But this is what I think, and this is why I think this. Did you hear anything in those minute and 40 seconds that would then tell me why he believes that he is the most clutch quarterback? Did he give you a stat that would suggest it? Did he give you a game that would suggest it? If you think Josh Allen's the most clutch quarterback in the NFL, okay. Well, you got to tell me, look at week 7. Look at the playoffs. What is the clutch Josh Allen moment that I've missed? Does he have that moment now? He did take them down the field against the Chiefs, and you would think if you leave the field with 13 seconds at the end of the game, you would think that you're going to win the game. But they didn't. You want to know why? Because there was a more clutch quarterback on the other side than Josh Allen. Sometimes these people act like we don't have Google. Like, we have the ability to look things up. We have the ability to find stats and information. I always say that I don't really have access to some internet that you guys don't have access to. I can tell you every website I use to get stats from.
Not that hard. Now, sometimes I might pay for the advanced version of the stats, you know. The job kind of requires it from time to time, but there aren't really many stats that I look up that you also can look up. That's what makes these sports conversations so fun, is we all are entitled to our own opinion. But I don't really know what his opinion was, because he didn't really give one. He didn't really say anything. Oh, he was talking. He just didn't really say anything.
You're telling me the point about Bills Mafia stand all the way up wasn't one that convinced you Josh Allen's clutchness?
Then he used rushing yards as that's why he's so clutch, because he rushes for 6 yards a carry. That's why you're clutch? Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, everyone knows.
You think Josh Allen has the strongest arm ever, too? That's what people think this?
I mean, Peter Schrager confirmed it. That's what he told me. Peter Schrager has confirmed this.
Ever. We think that Josh Allen, so I imagine in this sense, strongest arm means if every quarterback we have ever seen throws the ball, that Josh Allen would throw it farther than all of them? Is that what we're defining strongest arm? If every quarterback we have ever seen, we think Josh Allen wins. That's what we believe. Okay. All right. Okay. I don't really have a rebuttal to that other than okay.
I mean, he has less weapons than Patrick Mahomes. Clutch. Weapons are the crutch that keeps people away from being clutch.
That's a skill I really tried to practice in my personal life. When you think you're about to argue with somebody, just say okay or all right then, and just end the argument. Just end it. All right. You're right. That's it. Don't even spend any more time arguing with them. Just okay or you're right. You got it. Yeah. And just move on.
I didn't pull the whole cut because it's a lot of talking.
No, he said enough. We didn't need anything else.
He had Brady at 3.
Josh Allen's more clutch than Tom Brady?
He had Russell Wilson at 4. And he had Hall of Famer Matt Stafford at 5.
Russell Wilson that threw the interception at the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. That Russell Wilson?
And Matt Stafford, who has all those clutch moments in Detroit, just piled them up. Clutch after clutch after clutch. So the Lions have all those rings.
Is Josh Allen more clutch than Joe Burrow?
Houday Nation, stand all the way up.
Houday Nation. Can you imagine identifying yourself as part of Houday Nation? Absolutely not.
Be like, man, I love that Houday Nation. Now let's get some Skyline Chili. Am I right, guys? Up top. What a terrible day.
When you really think about it, sports fandom is so dumb. Like, it's really dumb. I love it, but it's really dumb. Houday Nation. I mean, I think that, and I also would just randomly go up to someone and just say M-I-Z. Like, I've never met you before, but you have identified yourself as a Missouri fan, so therefore I can make the call, like M-I-Z, and we bond over our suffering with one another. Someone says, C-Dot, I use the okay closeout line all the time with my girl. It doesn't work out as well as you think it does. Oh, no, it works. I mean, you know when you say okay, you know exactly what you said. I'm done talking to you. You know that's probably not going to work well in the response. I mean, it works as well as you think it's going to work. It's probably just not going to work. But yeah, just okay. All right, you're right. You know, I don't even feel like arguing with you about this. That's always a good one, too. I don't even feel like arguing with you about this. Just say that to her today. See how it works. I'm not even going to get into this with you today. Someone said Stafford has like 41 comfort behind wins. Yeah, he's clutch. Well, he played for the Lions, so they were always down. And, like, what are we defining as a comfort behind victory? If you're down 14-10 heading into the fourth quarter, are we counting that as a come from behind win? Like, technically it is, but I wouldn't really define that as clutch in this sense. So I need a little bit more understanding of Stafford's 41 come from behind wins. I mean, he played for a team that just was typically always losing. So if they ever won, I mean, they were probably behind at some point. 41 wins might be all the wins he ever got as quarterback of the Lions, too. That's also very possible. Coming up, Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City. Oh, not he doesn't work there anymore. The Kansas City Royals, Sam Mellinger, will join us in studio.
We'll talk to him about his new job. And we wanted to talk to someone about the Royals attendance and give our ideas of how we can boost it. We will share those ideas with Sam Mellinger next. Keep it here. It's The Drive.
Miss any part of the show today? Catch the Best Of podcast by subscribing to The Drive's podcast feed on 610sports.com, the Odyssey app, or find the link on Twitter at 610sportskc.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm very happy to be joined in studio by one of the best sports writers in the country. He just walked away from the game at his peak like Barry Sanders, like Calvin Johnson, just out the game. I mean, I signed up to the Kansas City Star Sports Pass to read your writing, and now you have crossed over. You've gone corporate. Therese used to always joke about being the corporate champ. You have officially become the corporate champ now, Sam Mellinger.
Yeah. Therese's was because, if I remember right, the timing was when we started getting judged by page views a lot. Therese was trying.
Yeah, you got to start. You got to be the corporate champ at this point.
Got to please the corporate bosses. But, yeah, it's been cool. And I do notice that you chose two Detroit Lions there to.
Can you tell people what your official title is now?
Yeah,
it probably sounds really incredible.
Vice President of Communications. What does that do for you?
Who's the president of communications? Dayton?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah, Dayton's my boss now.
All right, so this is why we wanted to have you on here.
Yeah,
so,
one of my bosses, I should say.
So maybe like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We had a segment where we asked people, hey, what would get you to go to the park more?
Yeah.
You look at the attendance. You see the same attendance that I see. We've seen the kind of ebbs and flows of attendance. And mm-hmm. You guys are obviously doing things to try to boost it, right? Like you and I are on the same Twitter. We see the promotions that you guys are running. You guys are trying to get more people to come to the stadium.
Yeah.
The number one thing people complained about was the parking prices, which I think the parking prices are a little bit outrageous. $30 to go park at a Royals game, which I think when you see that, I think it tells a lot of people, all right, well, we'll just stay home and watch it, or we'll go do something else with our time. Can you kind of explain to people why the parking prices are so high, and is there any plan in maybe giving people a little bit relief on that?
Yeah, so it's $20 if you pay online, if you go ahead of time. So we think of the parking as $20. I remember the Chiefs, I don't remember what year it was, but I thought they put this really well. They had a higher price. I don't remember what it was. It was higher than 30. They had a higher price for parking if you paid at the gate than if you did it online. And their point was, we want you to pay the lower price. It's just it's faster for everybody to get in and out. And I think that's where the Royals are on that as well. So I looked this up, and I did some research to come on your show, Carrington.
Okay, look at that.
And how I did that.
I see this.
Yeah. I looked at the Twins, Reds, Tigers, Cardinals, Guardians, White Sox. Feel like those are kind of peer,
yeah, makes sense.
You know, like those markets. The pricing on parking on those teams, it varies. Some of them are as low as $12. Some of them are as high as $60. So if we're $20, $30 if you pay at the gate, we're right in the middle of, you know, peer organizations in baseball.
A lot of people mention the fact, and you obviously know this, there's a lot of space out there that's just going unused during this time. So you gave the range. I think what makes a lot of sense, as people brought up, was like basically like a tier system. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're willing to walk, if you're willing to make the long trek, hey, it's $5 to park out here. If you want to park up close, and there's certainly some more premium spots there, it's a little bit more of a premium. Have you guys ever thought about maybe being a little bit more creative with the parking prices? Like the same way that you guys are really creative with ticket prices. I mean, you can get a $9 ticket and get $8 in concessions. That's pretty creative, I would say. You basically just said, hey, we'll let you come to the game for free, essentially, and we'll give you a hot dog and a beer on top of it, right? But when it comes to parking, it is kind of rigid. Hey, it's $20 or it's $30 at the gate here. Have you guys thought about maybe being more creative with the with the parking price?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thought. I've not heard that discussed. I'm not in on the parking meetings, that kind of thing. But it's an interesting idea, but I'm glad you brought that up about the $9 tickets with $8 of concession. Like, so my point here is that price point, I don't know if you want to say $30, but I'll say $20. For parking, price point is not going to be the reason that people don't come. Like you said, it's a $9 ticket. I haven't been to a movie in a while. The kids went to Bad Guys a couple weeks ago. They said it was great. I don't know what movie tickets cost, but it's probably around there, maybe a little higher. So to me, the price point, if you take into account the, you know, ticket prices, it's pretty low for a Major League Baseball game.
I just think when it comes to price point, and maybe it just adds up, is like, think about your family.
Yeah.
You got five people you're going to the game. So let's say you don't want the $9 ticket. Let's say you want the $17 tickets with the $15 concessions. All right. Yep. So you spend 17 times five. You then add in parking. Maybe you want to get something else. Like, it ends up being a $120, $140 night. And that's probably not something that you can do consistently, especially given how much things cost everywhere outside of going to the ballpark.
I hear you.
And we're not even talking about the on the field product, which obviously you don't have any choice over that. But I think people's choice is more that. It's not just the one individual parking pass. It's not just the one individual ticket. Most of the time, you're going with another person or a group of people, and then that starts to add up over time.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about parking specifically, if it's $20 and there's four of you in the car, it's $5 each, right? And look, I get it. I always thought this, you know, in my old job, and I think it now, and I'll think it forever. You know, it's up to the teams to be worth it. Right. And so whatever those prices, wherever those prices are set, you know, they're set for a reason, and they're set because, you know, that's the bar that we got to clear. And hopefully we can do that. You know, $9 tickets, again, I think is pretty cheap, pretty affordable. Your tiered parking idea. It's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I listened to the segment. Was it 2-3 weeks ago or whatever? It's interesting. You know, there'd be some problems like enforcing something like that. Right. Like somebody's going to go into lot one and they paid for lot three or whatever. I don't know. Maybe you could do an extra, you know, it's always a problem at Chiefs games, right? Like people take extra spaces. They park in one and then they got their grill set up in the one next to them. You know, maybe it's an extra charge for, you know, a tailgating spot, something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of different, like you said, the people that work on this, that live it, get creative with the loaded value tickets, you know, the drone show, you know, all these different things. That's something we could kick around.
Are you guys still cashless right now? I actually haven't been to a baseball game since COVID. I plan on going this year, but last year, limited capacity, that's not the way I want to enjoy a sporting event. I'd much rather watch it at home, but this year it feels like everywhere it's back to normal. Are you guys still cashless at this point?
I believe so.
Is there a plan to change that?
I haven't heard a plan to change it.
Okay. No. All right. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Let me check that out.
Because someone on the text line asked, I figured I would ask at this point, are you guys frustrated with the way the TV setup is right now to watch Royals baseball this year?
Yeah. you know, never going to lie to you, right? Yeah, it is frustrating. Like, we want, and this isn't me talking, you know, Sam, this is, you know, John Sherman's talked about this. Distribution is critical. And, you know, distribution, if you take the short money version or the short money view, whatever, you want the money, right? But the long-term view, which is, I think, what what this ownership group is taking is, yeah, distribution is critical. And, you know, it's a bit of a spot, right? Because Bally's is our partner. And we're, you know, supportive and all those things. But, yeah, we want everybody to be able to watch our games as easily as possible, for sure.
I feel like what's happening, just from my seat, what I think is happening is I do think there is a little bit of disconnect and apathy that is setting in, because I learned this making the documentary. I went to this thing, and they were telling me about it, that most people have three streaming services. And if you don't put your movie, TV show on one of those three services, people are not going to download a new app specifically to watch exactly what you've created. So you need to figure out a way to put it on as many places as possible. I think what's happened with Royals baseball is someone like me who has YouTube TV, I'm willing to illegally find the way to watch it and put it on a TV because I got to for work. But there are some people that I think have said, all right, well, I'm not downloading a new service, or I'm not changing the way that I do this. So I'll just watch YouTube. I'll just watch Hulu. I'll just watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of created the people don't seem as nearly as invested the last couple of years, because it's been made incredibly difficult for some people to watch the games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that has happened, you know, just being real with you. And that's part of why you asked if we're frustrated. And that's part of why, you know. Look, we want to be available as widely as possible. But we also need to be supportive of a partner. This isn't some discussion, some roundtable about the TV industry, right? But we are in a gap sort of period, right? It used to be one way, and that's how the system was set forever. And everybody will be able to get the games very easily pretty soon. But we're in this gap right now. And it's frustrating. And I get it. I hear you. We want to be, again, as widely as possible. And that's part of that long money view, right? Like, we want people to grow up watching games. We want the games to be on at the bar when you go there, the restaurant, whatever. That's important to us for sure.
Are you guys optimistic about the Bally Sports Plus?
Yeah, I mean, those things are complicated beyond sort of my comprehension, you know. That's a really nuanced deal. But, yeah, I mean, it will be here available for all of us soon. But then if your next question is like, what does soon mean? Then I can't give you an answer because I really don't know. But it's being worked on. And I think we might be able to package that. You talked about being creative with ways to reach fans. I think we might be able to package that in a way that will make sense for our fans.
I think that's maybe the next part of this question is, there are some people that you're going to get the hardcore Royals fan, I don't care.
Yeah.
Tell me where it is. Just like with ESPN Plus, with KU games.
Yep.
Rob is going to sign up to ESPN Plus to watch every KU basketball game.
Sure.
There are some people that, hey, I'll watch the games that are on normal TV. I don't care this much about this KU game to sign up for this service.
Yep.
Are you guys worried about maybe losing that fan? Are there enough hardcore fans that I don't care if it's $20 a month, $40 a month, I'll pay whatever, versus the person that's like, hey, well, I'm only going to wait until X, Y, and Z happens in order to purchase Bally Sports to watch you guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Royals aren't any different than any other team in town or in any other league or any other baseball team. Like, we want as many people to be interested in baseball generally and the Royals specifically as possible. I would tell you, like, the Royals are number three in baseball. I guess that doesn't include Toronto, but number three among American baseball cities in TV ratings. So I do like that. Like, people are still engaged. People are still watching. But yeah, I mean, all these things that you're bringing up, they're smart points. They're things that you should be bringing up. They're things that we're talking about. We want the games to be as easily as available as possible. And there's people that are working on that.
Are you going to bring back the Krispy Kreme donut promotion? Did that ever leave us?
I would read 2,000 words on that promo. But I mean, there's other stuff. Like, I heard in that segment you guys were talking like a couple weeks ago, like the kids run. We still do that, you know, fireworks on Fridays. I mean, there's things we're trying to do.
I love running the bases. It was great. Running the bases was great.
Yeah, come on out.
But we need to bring the donuts back. Do we need to call up Krispy Kreme? Can we get Lamar's on board?
Wasn't there a problem with I shouldn't say it when we're live on air, but wasn't there a problem with the stores? Like, they were just getting shut down. if I remember right. I heard people would go straight from the game to the Krispy Kreme.
Oh, and people were like, come on,
the
one over there on Independence, right next to the, every time. They would get 12 hits, and I would just, I don't care about this game. They're losing anyway. I might as well go get my donuts.
Top of seven, you're gone. Yep.
There's actually, I heard this. I can't confirm this. I don't know 100%, but there are no Krispy Kremes in Missouri right now.
You know what? I heard you say that on the air the other day, and I was like, that can't be right. And I was thinking, I was like, all the Krispy Kremes I know about are in Kansas. I don't know. Like the peanut thing, right? Like the peanuts that are in Kansas have a different chicken distributor than the peanuts in Missouri.
This is something you would have wrote a story about back in the day. This is why we need you on our side. This is why we need you here. 913-576-7610. If you guys have a question for Sam Mellinger, he is the vice president of communications. It's very weird now saying your job title because you've never been that in my life until today.
That's right. No, it's still feeling a little bit weird to me sometimes too.
If you guys have a question for Sam Mellinger, 913-576-7610 will ask your question. How are you enjoying being on the other side of it?
Yeah, it's been good, man. I mean, it's something new, right? Like the only thing that not the only thing, but one thing that bothered me when I was going back and forth and deciding whether to do it or not was of the tiny percentage of people in the world who give the smallest damn about what I do professionally. Some of those people might see it as like, he's dumping journalism. He's, you know, he's out of here, sick of newspapers, whatever. And that wasn't it at all. I love that job. I think you know that. I would have been happy doing that for the rest of my life, for the rest of my working life. It was a chance to, one, like work with a lot of people that I knew and respected and saw how they treated each other and do something new and see sports, you know, from a different side instead of, and again, I love that job, but you know, watching it and talking about it, writing about it. Now you're kind of in it, trying to make things happen. So something new, and it's been great. It's been great so far. The people there have treated me incredibly well. It's crazy.
Were you surprised at the outpouring of people that care one way or the other?
Yeah.
'Cause I think it's like in our nature, like you don't really think about yourself in that way.
Yeah.
But then when you announce something major happens, you see the negative outcome, you see the positive outcome, and like all these, like I waited a couple of days to text you because I'm like, everybody has texted you with this. I saw like Trey Wingo commented on the Jewett move. You know what I mean? Like it reached very far and wide. Were you surprised that people's response to you making this decision?
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked. I was overwhelmed. It was really cool. Like it's the only job I ever wanted to do. And the reasons that I wanted to do it materialized and they were real. But what I didn't know before I started that job, and I'm talking about the column job specifically, is the connections that you build, you know, not just with like sources or whatever, but more I'm talking about with people, with fans, and you become part of their lives and they become part of your lives. And that was something that I didn't realize. I was just ignorant about it. I just didn't know that that would happen. And then that's when that came back, you know, and it's been great. I mean, there's been a lot of those people would track me down, you know, at the Royals, because my KC Star email address got that got blown up pretty quick. Like they cut that off, but people reached out to me, you know, in my new job, and it's been cool to continue to, you know, how are your kids, and you know, how are you feeling about this? I mean, all those relationships have maintained. It's been really great.
Really quick question here. Yeah. We got like 2 minutes left. Why did you guys move Buck Nights to Tuesday as opposed to keeping them on Friday? Friday Buck Night was a staple.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thought there was we've got fireworks, drone show, that kind of thing on Fridays. Let's move a promotion to Tuesday and help people come out, you know, make that a more attractive deal as well.
Okay.
Can I say something, too, real quick? I should have said this off the top, but the attendance, look, we want it to be better, right? Like, we want it to be full every night. It's actually up 8.5% from 2000 and the last regular year.
19.
It's up 8.5% year over year from 2019. So people and Major League Baseball, I believe, is down about 4 or 5%. So again, we want to do better. We want everybody to come out, but I just want that out there.
And I imagine you guys are anticipating that once school gets out, you'll 100%. See another jump.
That's how it always is. Always. And also, I mean, if we get days like this, right? I mean, it was comically, the weather was just like, you know, you'll get calls if I describe the weather the way that I have it in my head, right? Like, just incredibly terrible for a long time. I wouldn't have gone out there, you know, paying for a ticket when it's 48 degrees and it's rainy and windy and all that. I get it.
No, you guys definitely had a bad string of luck there with the weather. That's Sam Mellinger. Yep. He is the vice president
of communications for the Kansas City Royals. Sam, this is the first time you've been on the show in a long time.
It really is.
Danny was here the last time you came on the show.
Is that right?
Danny was. That's how long ago it was.
Danny hasn't been here forever.
A long time.
Yeah. Happy to come anytime, man.
All right, the Royals have a day game tomorrow, so I will not be here, but I'll be here the day after that. It's the drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.